You know, the latest immigration battle in our nation's capital is over what's been called the public charge rule. It would bar immigrants from becoming citizens if they've ever enrolled in government benefits like a Medicaid or food stamps. U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono just last week co-introduced legislation called the Protect American Values Act, which would block the rule. The Congresswoman has been outspoken and angry in the era of the Trump administration, but she also wanted to let us know she reaches across the aisle when she can. Here's an excerpt of a recent call-in show that we aired on The Conversation. In our interview, she explains her opposition to the public charge rule.
These are not normal times, and we have a president who is very divisive. The kind of policies that he implements, challenging the Affordable Care Act and all the anti-immigrant things that he continues to impose, including, by the way, public charge that's going to impact a lot of people in Hawaii, all those things. So this is a time for me and everyone else, as far as I'm concerned, to raise our voices and let people know what harm is happening in our country.
You know, we just heard with someone talking about, you know, it's time to choose to support what you believe in, you know, taking a stand. And that's what's happened, I think, with this administration. It challenges you, right? What do you believe in?
That's right. And so there's a lot more talk about the values that our country has. And people are asking ourselves, what do we stand for? We have a president who is very much against immigrants coming here from minority immigrants. And just in so many ways, he attacks the environment, all of these things. And what's really great for me to hear is that I hear from people who say their 70, 80-year-old mothers in particular are becoming very engaged and enraged, actually, with what's going on. So they watch the news and all of that, and they are having their voices heard. And the other, to me, encouraging part is all the young people who are coming forward. We had DACA. You know, 800,000 DACA participants. No, they cannot vote, but I would want them to be on a path to citizenship. And they were in the Capitol in Washington, D.C. to advocate for the continuation of DACA by the thousands. These are going to be engaged people. And then, of course, all the young people who came forward for gun safety laws, common sense gun safety laws. You even had scientists marching in Washington, D.C. That's never happened before. You have teachers going on strike all across the country because they really believe in quality public education. We have an education secretary who doesn't believe in public schools. That's Betsy DeVos.
So it's easy for you to stand up because you see all these things happening.
I think it's important. It's important to raise our voices. And so I take the opportunity. I'm glad that I have the opportunity to point out and to very much disagree with the president's priorities and policies that harm our families and our communities.
You mentioned the public charge issue. Explain to our listeners what we're dealing with here.
The public charge rule is a new rule that is going to be implemented by this administration. And what the effect of this will be that it will be much harder for people to come to our country because they will be asked certain questions such as, you know, whether we think that these people are going to end up accessing public services like Medicaid or housing, et cetera, without realizing that the people who come to our country legally, they cannot access public services for 5 years. It's not as though everybody comes into our country and get on welfare. That's not what's happening, what happens at all. So this public charge rule will make it a lot harder for people to come into our country, and it will also make it a lot harder for people who are already in our country to get their green cards or to change their status to become citizens, because they will be asked questions such as, have you ever used, have you ever accessed Medicaid? Or have you ever had housing help? And so what's happening is, and I talk with folks on Maui, the Maui Economic Opportunity people, and they have thousands of clients. They said about 85% of their clients on Maui will be impacted negatively by this rule. People are very afraid to access the services that they paid for through their taxes.
And I believe here in Hawaii, it's like 1 in 5 are immigrants?
1 in 5 are immigrants, and 1 in 3 are either immigrants or children of immigrants. So the children of the immigrants are very afraid that their parents at this point may be deported because they've accessed public services.
So what do you plan to do about it?
I do have a bill that I'll be introducing when I return to the Senate that will prevent the use of any resources to implement the public charge rule.
And so what kind of support do you think you're going to get?
I'm sure I'll get the support of the Democrats, but it is all the Republicans who continue to support this president. Hardly any of them raise any concerns about what the president is doing. And so we will continue to push forward because I think that at a time like this, the Democrats need to continue to be the loyal opposition. That is not to say, Catherine, that I don't work with the Republicans on the Senate. I have a number of bills that have been enacted into law that have been co-sponsored by Republicans. So there are a number of issues that I can work with my Republican colleagues on. But on some of the biggest issues that impact all of us, such as health care, such as immigration, it's very divisive, and the Republicans stick with the president. You know, one of the harmful things I have to say, remember when we had the government shutdown? And we had a month of people working for the federal government who didn't get paid two paychecks. Mitch McConnell could have brought a bill to the floor of the Senate to end the government shutdown legislatively. Yes, it would have taken the president to sign it into law, but we are a separate branch of government. The House had already passed a bill that would keep government open. And Mitch McConnell refused to bring that House passed bill to the Senate floor, which it would have passed. He refused to do it because he kept saying, well, the president's not going to sign it. Really, that would be on the president if he wanted to keep hundreds of thousands of public employees without getting any pay.
We have a call coming in from Eva Beach. Stan, you have a question for the senator?
Senator, I'm the son of a sugar, Kauai sugar plantation worker and the most influential person, one of the three, I think, influential persons in my life has been Senator Inouye. Mm-hmm. Actually, in more ways than one, he was significant to me. And I know that he served and was respected. And although he differed strongly, in fact, I actually had positions different from the senator. I expressed it to him that were divergent, and he had that with his colleagues. But he always carried himself with a sense of decorum, with respect and dignity, although he had views that were different. What I'm thinking is the reason that maybe you view most of the Republicans and definitely the president as being evil or, forgive me, but stupid. So maybe that explains your rather coarse language and behavior. And I'm wondering, in the long run, does that represent the state of Hawaii well? And again, I differed with Senator Inouye, and I expressed that to him, but I also expressed to him the fact that he was really significant in the career that I have chosen to make Hawaii better. But just your thoughts about that.
Well, I share that goal of making Hawaii better, and I certainly do not consider my Republican colleagues either stupid or evil. We certainly disagree on a number of really major issues, including, for example, health care. You know, they want to eliminate health care and eliminate protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and that would probably involve a lot of people in Hawaii. So, as I mentioned before, I work with my colleagues with whom I disagree on a number of issues. But, I've introduced bills that have been enacted into law with Deb Fisher of Nebraska, Joni Ernst of Iowa, John Bozeman of Arkansas, Mike Lee of Utah. I even introduced recently a bill that is co-sponsored by Ted Cruz of Texas. So I work with my Republican colleagues on a whole bunch of bills that that we proceed in a bipartisan way. So I don't believe that anyone is evil, et cetera, but I certainly raise my voice when I disagree with them. And these are not normal times, so I say that it is really important. It is more important than ever that we speak up. And we have a president, by the way, Stan, who lies every single day. That does not promote the kind of country or Hawaii that we want.
That was Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono when she was in town recently. It was part of a call-in show aired last month. You can listen back to the entire hour on the Conversations page at hawaiipublicradio.org.